Hello Bluebaggers and welcome to the Round 18 Northern Blues Wrap brought to you by Grunt. My name's Danielle from the Carlton Media Team and I'm joined in the studio by Northern Blues coach Josh Fraser. Hey Josh.
Hi Danielle.
It was a tightly contested contest in the first half against Richmond at Icon Park on the weekend, but once again a sort of second half fade out, let the team down in the second half.
Yeah, look, it's been, I've used the word disappointing the last couple of weeks and I think that probably sums it up as a whole. I think there was a slight improvement in our effort compared to the Werribee game, and certainly our mindset going in I thought was fairly strong, but we just failed to execute consistently enough, and you could see at different stages passages of play unfolding and we were almost going to go inside 50 and score goals, and we turned the ball over and they take it down the other end. So offensively we weren't clean enough with our skill level, and defensively we weren't structured up enough behind the ball to be able to prevent some turnover and counter attack. So a lot of two goal swings in the game, and as I said, I think there were some positives going forward, but just not consistent enough to get a result, which is really disappointing given there was so much to play for.
Mm. How do you train to improve in that area? What do you have to do to sort of stop this from happening?
Yeah, it's funny because it's very similar themes at the AFL level. So obviously our Carlton list of players are getting a fair bit of training through the week on those areas, and our VFL boys are getting a similar message and similar similar training. So we think we're going to get there and address it in time, and we're certainly working pretty hard on it. And I guess the frustrating thing is we've seen really good samples of our good stuff and it's quite exciting and quite good, but there's just too big a gap between our good and our bad. So we're work in progress still, as I mentioned. Really frustrating not to get a result in the last 2 weeks, and not to be, I guess, sitting inside the eight now, which was probably the opportunity that we've let slip.
Mm. Everett booted 5 goals up forward and proved a bit of a shining light on the day.
Yeah, look, he worked really hard, Dre, particularly the moment of turnover, and his ability to run is a great strength of his, but to go forward and convert the way he did was exciting, and I thought Liam Jones was significant as well. His ability to work up the ground, compete in the air, and then create a lot of space in behind him was a really important part of our day. But just too many non-contributors, I guess, or certainly not enough guys contributing to the level we expect. So that's a really good message for our boys that we need to regroup and respond pretty quickly.
Harry Mackay suffered a hip injury during the game. How's he pulled up? Is he going to be okay for after the bye?
Yeah, he's pulled up really well, H. He's a really professional young fella, and obviously given him his age and experience, we don't take any risks with guys like that. So we felt best to get him off and get him assessed and make sure that we gave him every opportunity to get himself right for the back end of the year. So he trained strongly today and doesn't show any signs of the injury that he had on the weekend.
And David Cunningham, another one of the Blues young draftees, how's his form going? Do you think he could potentially get a senior call-up towards the end of the season?
Yeah, look, I think he's building really well, Dave. He's, I guess his form has improved as his fitness base has improved, and his work around stoppages has been really clean. I think his offensive and defensive running has gone to another level, and he's certainly having more impact on games. So in terms of the way he's tracking in the right direction, and I'd like to think that at some stage he's going to be pushing for a spot in the senior team.
Obviously got a bye this week, as I mentioned. Is it just training as normal? Do the boys get any time off in this sort of little break period?
Yeah, so the boys will have the weekend off. We'll train Friday, and it's probably it's a good opportunity, I guess, to freshen them up mentally and physically. It's been a fairly big year for us, and there's still plenty to play for. Funnily enough, when you look at the ladder, there's 4 teams sitting outside the 8 by game, and we're one of those sides. So obviously the Williamstown game is crucial to us, and we've got Essendon to finish off the home and away season. So we'll use the bye as best we can to prepare for Williamstown, and hopefully give the players a bit of a freshen up as well.
And do you get any time off over the break, or are you sort of focused on Carlton now for a little bit?
Yeah, obviously still fairly busy. I think as a coach, even your time off, your mind's occupied with different thoughts around the game, and we'll try and get down to and have a look at Williamstown this week and try and put in a really solid plan to hopefully get a result we're after. But it's going to be a really tough ask, that game against Willy. They're obviously a well-credentialed side, and good test for us. I think each week presents a new opportunity, a new test. Given the reset we've had and where we're heading as a footy club, each week's really exciting, and we're getting a lot out of games, win, lose or draw.
Well, have a freshen up over the break, and hopefully the boys can come back and have a good win in round 20. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Danielle.